you know, we don't have big demands. We want like one or two beers every now and again and a sandwich at lunchtime.
The band Frightened Rabbit might not live like rock stars or necessarily look like them, but on stage, their deep-seated tunes rise up to anthem status and arena size. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Scotland's Frightened Rabbit has been around for a few years now, but it didn't start as a band. Singer-songwriter Scott Hutchinson settled on the name for his own solo gigs and eventually invited his brother Grant and a couple of pals to join in. Now on their second album, The Midnight Organ Fight, the guys are just as inviting to their audience with a down-to-earth nature and a mix of driving, hard-on-sleeve songs that'll have you singing along in sympathy and camaraderie. So the band with a timid name has a bold sound, and Scott told host Rich McLaughlin about another duality in his songwriting when Frightened Rabbit stopped by FUV.
I like the kind of, I guess, the juxtaposition of that kind of dark lyricism with really what's quite a straight-up-the-line indie, you know, pop rock kind of feel. It's kind of like it takes people by surprise, and, like, you know, it's kind of less surprising to hear that over, say, like an old kind of blues-style thing. You know, you're expecting the blues, but all the songs lyrically, I feel, also have like a ray of light at the end of the song as well, hopefully, so it's not all doom and gloom.
So is that something you sort of tried to accomplish, or after you wrote the songs and the music, that was just what came out of it?
Well, you may, maybe a little bit of both. I've always been kind of interested in that like idea, but the two sides of the music are governed by probably different parts of my brain, so, like, you know, mostly, you know, you have a lot of dark thoughts, but usually I like my music to be kind of uplifting and upbeat, so they came from two separate places and just sort of melded together, I guess.
Oh, this is how we do things now, yeah. This is how the modern state's scared. So I cut all the good stuff. Well, I carve my food despite my plan. Is that you in front of me? Coming back for even more of exactly the same. You must be masochist. You love a modern rapper from his last leg. I am ill, I'm not dead. I don't know which of those I'd prefer. Cause that limb which I have lost, it was the only thing holding me up.
Scott, your lyrics clearly come from a very personal place, very much relationship-driven or lost relationship-driven in a lot of cases. Mm. For me, I think that would be pretty difficult to share, to put on paper and to share with everyone. Is that difficult for you or not so much?
No, the funny thing is, like, I guess when you're writing, record, and kind of even to an extent recording the record, it's quite a private thing to do. You know, you're doing it mostly in your bedroom or in your living room or wherever, and you don't really find yourself being aware of an audience. So in that sense, when it came out, I was like, oh, shoot, there's a lot on there. But, you know, I'm not self-conscious about it. It's kind of, there's semi-fictional elements in it. I tried to, like, make it a story that then people could then bring themselves into, I guess, rather than it being all about, here's what my life is like. So hopefully, you know, when we play live now, it's less about me and more about all the people that are there and kind of their stories that they've attached to the music, which is nice.
What I love is there's absolutely nothing subtle about the lyrics. They're pretty blunt. You really don't pull many punches.
I hate veiled metaphors. There's no point in that. It's like, you know, you should just say what you feel, I guess.
I feel better, better, worse than better ever, ever, ever. I feel much better, better, worse than that better than ever, than ever, than ever, than ever. Oh, it's the way my grace in a power case in my lungs.
Better. Live music from Frightened Rabbit, recorded in FUV's Studio A. Check out more exclusive interviews and performances online anytime at WFUV.org.